Let's open our Bibles to Genesis 32. If you're following along with us today, Genesis 32. It's amazing. We started in Genesis 1 and now we are at Genesis 32. The children. What do you guys think about that? That's a long road, huh? No? How many birthdays have you had since we started Genesis? You don't know, huh? One? Oh, okay. Two, maybe? Yeah, see? Start thinking about it. How about you, Lincoln?
One.
One? Okay. Oh, you're already seven. Okay, well, cool. So we started when you were six then? Maybe? Yeah, he's like, I don't know, I can't tell. All right. Christopher, how are you today? Four? Oh, you're four today. Okay, good. Okay, all right. So let's go ahead and start today. Today we're talking about wrestling with God. Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, maybe. We'll see. We'll see, right? I mean, we'll see if there was an arm wrestle in there. Okay? Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll look at that. We'll test it with Scripture. Okay, so let's review last week. Where did God call Jacob to go after he served his uncle for 20 years? Do you remember? No? You don't remember? Who? To Canaan? Yeah, God called him to return to Canaan. Whoa, we got a theologian here. A scholar. That's good. Yes, sir, you are correct. Why was it important for Jacob to return to Canaan? You know that one? No? Okay. Okay. Do you remember why God told him to go return to Canaan? What did he promise him? Some land? Yeah, some land. That's right. And to make him a great nation in it, right? A great nation? Yeah, why? That's a good question. Okay, so now we're going to read Genesis 32, 22 through 31. Okay, here's the question I'm going to ask you. How did the men defeat Jacob? Okay, remember that one? Can't remember. We talked about wrestling. Make sure you pay attention, okay? Okay, Jacob, yeah, okay. We'll see how the men defeated him, okay? What was the new name given to Jacob? We'll see that in a minute as well. And why did Jacob name the place Peniel? Okay? Hmm? What's that? God? Yep, God, right, that's right. Okay, so here we go. 22 through 31. 32, 22 through 31. This is a good story, or a good, some good history, right? Ken Ham's in my head telling me not to say story, so. All right, so the same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. Okay, he took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket. So he touched him right here, okay? And Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him, okay? Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." The sun has come up, right? But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." And Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Okay? So we'll stop there. So that's an intense story, right? Did you hear that, Lincoln? What happened there? Okay. Very intense. Who likes to wrestle here? You like to wrestle? Yeah? Do you like to wrestle sometimes? Yeah? You like to wrestle too? All right. Okay, yes. You guys like to wrestle? Was that Lushar? Poquito? Okay. Okay. So vamos a ver aquí que un hombre luchó con Dios, okay? Okay. All right. So, how did the man defeat Jacob? Huh? What did he do? Okay, he wrestled on. Then where did he touch him? On his hip, right? He touched him on his hip, and it put it out of joint. Okay, so Jacob limped away because of this wrestling match. Okay, have you ever wrestled somebody and walked away limping? No. No? Okay, you're good then. You're better than me. That's right. Okay. I was the guy. You're probably the guy you wrestled, right? I walked away limping. No? No? Okay. So what was the new name given to Jacob? Do you remember, Emma? So what's his new name? Israel. Right? Israel is his new name. And it means he strives with God. Jacob had wrestled with God and had been changed in the process, which is why he was given a new name. Okay? Why did Jacob name the place Peniel? Okay, Peniel means the face of God. Jacob called it this because he had come face to face with God. So that person that Jacob was wrestling with was who? But who did he wrestle with? Who? Jacob. But who did he wrestle with? God. Yes, with God. Absolutely. Yes. Finally, right? The answer you've been waiting on. So Jacob called it this because he had seen God face to face. The man with whom Jacob wrestled was no ordinary man, but God had come and he wrestled with Jacob. Isn't that amazing? Right? And Jacob finally realized that he wrestled with God. Okay? But God minimized his power, right? He didn't use his complete power. Jacob could have fallen over dead because he recognized that later. He says, man, I was delivered. Like, I didn't die. Right? Yeah, that's right. Amen, right? So God met Jacob in his distress, conquering him and making him a conqueror. And here's what was going on. So Jacob had obeyed God's voice, setting out on a journey toward Canaan. Remember that? He's going towards Canaan. There was one problem, though. Jacob's older brother, what was his name? What was his older brother's name? Esau, right? Esau was his older brother's name. So when Jacob had left 20 years earlier, a long time ago, right, Esau wanted to kill him. Esau hated Jacob because Jacob had robbed him from his birthright and blessing. Remember that? So what if Esau still wanted him dead? So when Jacob heard that Esau was coming towards him, he had a big army, had 400 people. Can you imagine? Somebody you thought hated you was coming towards you with a big army, and now you're by yourself. And he comes out of nowhere and he has to wrestle him, right? And now here he is. So now he's a gimp, right? And he got his army coming at him. Okay? Does he survive? Oh, you may know this story already, right? But Jacob feels like a mouse in front of a pack of wolves. Can you imagine? Can you feel how that feels, right?
Yeah, I saw
it.
When you say cat.
A cat? Was that too? I think anything in front of a pack of wolves should be scared, right? Yeah, if it's a cat or a mouse, absolutely. But rather than running, he took his fears to the Lord. For the first time, we finally see Jacob praying. And this is in the same chapter, verses 9 through 12. But as Esau drew closer, his brother, Jacob was all alone in the darkness of the night. But was he really alone? Who was with Jacob?
Jesus,
right? God appeared to him in the form of a man and wrestled with him. Does this kind of shock you that God did this? Yeah right? Because we don't see that else, right? Jacob had prayed to God for deliverance from his brother. He was like, Lord, don't let him take me out. My brother, he's mad at me. So he asked for the Lord's help to conquer Esau, but instead, the Lord conquered who? Who did he wrestle with?
Jacob.
That's right, Jacob. So the Lord touched Jacob's thigh and he crippled him, right? The thigh is the center of a wrestler's strength. So if I take your leg out, it's going to be hard, right? Because that's where you move, you turn, you get all your strength from your kind of your core, right? And that affects you. Okay, I'm not a wrestler. I'm kind of just assuming that, right? But anyways, any wrestlers in here, is that true? If I take your thigh out, will that kind of... Okay, all right. Well, if I don't take it out, but somebody else takes it out, right? Will that really happen? Will that affect the way you wrestle? Okay. All right, so the thigh is a center point of a wrestler's strength, okay? With a thigh out of joint, even the best wrestler can do only one thing, is what? is to hold on tight, right? So a wrestler will hold on tight if he's hurting, right? The one who had cheated men all of his life to get a blessing now held on to the one who alone could truly bless him. Remember, so Jacob is now holding on to this person. Okay, Jacob arose from the wrestling match, changed after that. No longer would he be known as Jacob, the deceiver, but Israel. The man who wrestled with God was blessed. Jacob now, who walked with a limp, he had been weakened by the Lord, but he knew that the God who had broken him was his strength and his deliverer, right? So now he's trusting in the Lord, right? So how did Jacob respond to the news that Esau was coming to get him? Was he what? Was he sad, happy, scared?
Scared.
He was scared. He was, yes. Right? Because Esau wanted to conquer him, right? I mean, Jacob wanted Esau conquered, but God knew that Jacob himself needed to be conquered first. God confirmed his promise of believing to Jacob by wrestling him to the ground and conquering him. Okay, so what do we learn from this story, right? What did he do to Jacob? He what? He humbled him, okay? He humbled Jacob. Before God would answer his prayer, he humbled him, okay? So the path to greatness is humility. Who was the greatest, who gave us the greatest example of humility? Jesus Christ on the cross, that's right. The God-man, right? He did. Okay? So he needed to be stripped off of his own strength so that he would depend completely on God. Okay? And we too need that same humility. Okay? We must be humble, right, before we can truly understand God's blessings. We've got to set ourselves apart. So, here's the prayer request. Okay? Pray that one day God teaches you this humbling. Okay? Hopefully not like Jacob, where you have to wrestle God, right? I don't think God would do that today, but he could if he wanted to. Okay? But we must submit ourselves to Christ, right? We must submit ourselves to what he has done on the cross for us. Okay? You understand that, Lincoln? That's important, right? Salvation. Emma, right? La salvación es la más importante cosa o evento que ha pasado, ¿verdad? Que Cristo murió en la cruz y resucitó en el tercer día para conquistar al pecado, ¿verdad? Okay, right? So Christ died on the cross for us. Okay, we must. It's important. Yes, that's right. Okay, all right, let's pray. Thank you all for listening today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for these young men and women who are here today, Lord, growing and learning, Lord. I've watched them all grow and mature in you, Lord, over the years. I know sometimes it could be fatiguing and maybe it's just a lot of information for them, Lord. But I just thank you, Lord, that through the Holy Spirit, they are capturing, Lord, what you want them to hear. And, Lord, I pray that these seeds and the watering that we do here at Carlsbad Bible Church and in the homes of these children grow and that you are glorified, Lord, in the coming years with this next generation. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray in your name. Amen.